CO2 and wildfires. What role can biochar play? Biochar both sequesters carbon and can be made from forest residues that, when otherwise left unused, become wildfire fuels. These two main benefits of biochar, in addition to soil water retention and improved soil health, make biochar an attractive consideration for wildfire mitigation. More than over half the U.S. land area is made up of grassland, shrubland, and woods combined. These ecosystems are valuable resources on both an economic and environmental level. Changing wildfire patterns pose a challenge to the status quo, despite the fact that wildfires naturally occur and have a long-term impact on the health of these ecosystems. Numerous studies have revealed that the duration, frequency, and burnt area of the wildfire season have already increased as a result of climate change. Typically, discussions about wildfires and climate change tend to focus on climate change's contributions to greater frequency of fire events. This would make sense as the danger and size of wildfires in the western United States have both risen as a result of climate change. Temperature, soil moisture, and the availability of trees, bushes, and other possible fuel sources are only a few of the variables that affect the danger of wildfires. All these elements are strongly related to climate variability and climate change, either directly or indirectly. The number of big fires in the western United States increased by 2 between 1984 and 2015 due to climate change, which accelerates the drying of organic matter in forests. Organic matter in forests is the substance that ignites and spreads wildfire. However, here the focus will be on wildfires' effects on adding to climate change, followed by a look into whether biochar can aid in reducing the harmful feedback loops that wildfires can cause. Wildfires have effects on society and humans in addition to the climate. Particularly forests store a lot of carbon, and when they burn, carbon dioxide is quickly released into the atmosphere, causing climate change. Forests emit carbon dioxide more gradually through decomposition after burning. Biochar both sequesters carbon and can be made from forest residues that, when otherwise left unused, become wildfire fuels. These two main benefits of biochar, in addition to soil water retention and improved soil health, make biochar an attractive consideration for wildfire mitigation. As such, a number of projects have appeared that directly correlate biochar with forestry and wildfire response. CAL FIRE, the state of California's Department of Forestry and Fire Protection, invested almost $800,000 for 2 mobile pyrolysis units for on-site forest waste disposal at scale, which has a net negative carbon footprint, reduces the cost of forest waste disposed, and provides a beneficial product, i.e. biochar, that has follow-on benefits in downstream applications. They also invested nearly $300,000 in supporting the development of the company behind the pyrolysis units. An extensive study conducted by the USDA in 2011 to address the potential for biochar use in the context of forest restoration and to review relevant experimental studies on biochar use in forest ecosystems. The findings were promising in that the feedstock can be readily available and a large increase in biomass from tree growth up to 41% was observed from biochar presence. There was a notable opportunity for creating more valuable products like biochar from carbonized forest residues. The chance to create a positive feedback loop should not be missed. Forests themselves are great mitigators of climate change. A key strategy for reducing the effects of climate change is to use trees' ability to absorb and store carbon dioxide. Utilizing the long-term storage capability of wood products and preserving and improving vegetation's capacity to store carbon can help stabilize the atmosphere's rising concentration of greenhouse gases, which is what causes climate change. Enhancing forestry initiatives, which can boost carbon storage by as much as 20%, is the most cost-effective method to accomplish this. Our natural systems are remarkably adaptable and resilient. Research conducted by the Forest Service is intended to aid in decisions supporting the creation of more resilient, climate-adapted forested landscapes across the U.S. Therefore, if forest health can be supported through biochar application, then it must be considered. For a comprehensive list of the factors in support of biochar for climate change and wildfire mitigation and forestry management, and the potential barriers to adoption, Please see the written version of this blog, as well as citations and links to the citations listed in this blog as well. Thank you.